morning, Kamei, the Magut Nerev, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayakel, Shabbos Parshas Para. We know that the Shabbos, from the four Shabbosim, the Shabbos that comes after Parshas Zohar, after Purim, comes Parshas Para before Parshas Chodesh, in order to cleanse ourselves, to get ready, to be prepared for Pesach, for the Holy Carbon Pesach, in order to be eaten, you have to be pure, you have to be clean. We want to just discuss the connection between Parshas Vayakel and Parshas Para, and connect Purim to Para as well. The Mashgiach Rav Wolfson, the Chatzalik of Racha, used to say that Purim and Para come from the same Shoresh. Purim is from Pur, and Para is Para. It's a difference of a gematria of 285 and 286. So with the Kailal, it's considered as if they're the gematria of the same. So Pur, that comes from Purim, and Para is the same. So what's the connection between Purim and Para? They're both a time to elevate ourselves. They're both a time to cleanse ourselves. One comes from seeing a nes that happened, Begolui, where people thought that the Yidden are being wiped out. And then they realized the master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they realized, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does run everything that happens in our world, every minute of the day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs Nisim to us. So we become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we take that to the next level, of a spiritual level, of Para, to cleanse ourselves in a spiritual way, to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to work on our Kedusha, to work on our connection, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just to a few nekudas of how we could connect the Purim, Vayakel, Shabbos Kodesh, and Parshas Para together. The Manal spoke before Purim, and it's brought on Svarim that Purim is the Helix, the day of the year. Now we always knew that Yom Kippur is the Helix, the day of the year. So the Svarim bring down that Yom Kippur means the day of atonement, the day of Kapara. So there's a play on the word. Some say Yom Kippur, that the day of Yom Kippur is almost as holy as the day of as Purim itself. So it's a nice play on words. But let's understand, is Purim actually holy, or is Purim actually a bigger day than Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, everyone knows, you go to shul, the helikite of the day is tangible. You can actually feel it. It's in the ear. Everyone knows El, everyone knows Rishon Yom Kippur. Even the Friar people know Yom Kippur. It means something to them. Yom Kippur, I mean, it means something to them. But listen to what I heard, a beautiful part. The difference of the Avodah of Yom Kippur to the difference of Avodah on the day of Purim. Yom Kippur is a very predictable day. We know exactly what to expect on the day of Yom Kippur. Everyone knows. You go to shul, you have a mincha, then comes Kol Nidre, they take out the Sefer Torahs, they walk around the Bima, or Zeru Al Tzadik, everyone kisses the Sefer Torah, they put back the Sefer Torah, they say Benislach, and everyone said, yeah, Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, you daven Ma'ariv, and after Ma'ariv, there's a pism, some slichas, some pismainas, and everyone probably knows already the nusach of what they say Yom Kippur at night. You come home, there's no suda, you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, you wake up early, you go to shul, and basically you're in shul the entire day. You know, the shachris, and after shachris come the hamelech. I mean, again, the nusach, everyone knows. And after shachris comes the leining, and after leining comes mincha, and after mincha comes mafta yoina, and after mafta yoina comes ne'ila, and after ne'ila comes the tekiya, they blow with the shofar, and then there's baruch hu d'av ha'mayrev, a quick mayrev, and kiddush levana, and you break your fast. It's every year the same Yom Kippur from beginning to end. So the day is a very predictable day. Purim is just the opposite of that. The avoid of Purim is that the day is so unpredictable that you don't know what's going to happen the next minute. You're preparing for Mishlech Manas. You're going to give for your Rebbe. You're going to give for your friends. You're going to give for this person. The Mishlech Manas is going to look like this. My costume is going to look like that. And have everything planned out before Purim. Comes the day of Purim, I think everyone's day gets completely mixed up. I had a plan like this, and it worked out differently. I thought I'm going to go daven this time, I went daven that time. I thought that the costume's going to work out this way, and it didn't work out this way. I was planning on going to give Mishloach Manaseh, and this person wasn't home, and that person wasn't home. The day of Purim probably is full of disappointments. Unexpected disappointments. Whatever I planned on worked out completely differently. I don't know who's going to be drunk. I don't know who's not going to be drunk. I don't know if they were serious. I don't know if they were not serious. And it's not fair. They got this. I got this. There are so many unpredictable factors on the day of Purim. Mamash, complete opposite of the day of Yom Kippur. The avoid of Yom Kippur and the avoid of Purim is very different. The avoid on Yom Kippur is to be predictable. Everything. Yidam to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The avoid of Purim is to be thrown off with so many different plans and so many things that work out differently, and know, it's not going to throw me off. I will not become upset. I will not lose myself. I will not fall apart because things changed around. And this avoid of Purim doesn't end when Purim ends. It continues on to Erev Pesach. Between Purim and Pesach, there are so many different stressors that come. There are so many different transitions that come. This, here you can't bring food here, you can't bring food there. You can't do this, you can't do that. You have to clean your drawer, you have to... Yesterday, the janitor calls me to one of the lockers over there. It looks like the Talmud had stashed up garbage and garbage and garbage since Sheish Yisimei Abreishis, his locker looked like. The amount of garbage that was in the boy's locker... The maintenance person called me and says, Robert, you got to see this. I said, I don't want your locker to start looking like your bedroom. I can imagine what that bedroom looks like. So now everyone has to start cleaning up the bedroom. They have to start cleaning up the chai. And the transitions, the things that have to get done now, there are so many opportunities to get thrown off. And the void is, no. The void is, I'll take it. Whether I'm prepared for it and I'm not prepared for it. Rabbi say it's an avoid, it's not easy. Don't get me wrong. Don't think, okay, it's easy not to get upset. It is very difficult not to get upset. Especially when you're disappointed and you had a plan and you didn't meet your expectation. You thought this is going to happen. You thought that's going to happen. I thought this is what I'm going to get. I thought. And everything gets thrown off. The job of the year is a bit harder on Purim than on Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, chances are no one is getting upset about anything because the routine, you know what to expect. Purim, you so don't know what to expect. So everything could throw you off. And there's so many opportunities to throw you off. And the avoid is, no, I'm not going to allow it to throw me off. And right before I get upset, I'm going to stop myself and say, yep, that's the avoid of right now. Right now, the avoid is for me to stay composed. Right now, the avoid is for me to stay calm. Right now, the avoid is to be makabel, the challenge that I'm being faced with, and say, I will stay strong. The connection between Purim and Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yisai, we're in the time period now of that transition as we're getting, we were thrown off with many things on Purim, and now as we're going into Pesach, it's a time to work on not allowing us to be upset, not allowing us to lose ourselves. See, this is what I'm bringing down this week's Pasha, Pasha Vayakel. L'sevaru esh b'chom esh v'seichem. Zogin l'svaru magdoshim. The Shabbos also sometimes opportunity when you spend a lot of time with family and a lot of things have to get done. You have to prepare for Shabbos. You have to clean up from the table and you have to sweep up. And it's not my job. It's not your job. And I want to sit here and I want to sit there. It's not fair. I sat there last week and you're going to sit there in 2 weeks. So why should I be sitting here? I always have to sit the farthest. I want to sit the closest. We have the same Shabbos table as everyone else has. So we know what goes on by these Shabbos tables. And we know who's responsible for the cleaning and who's not responsible for the cleaning. It's not my job because I did it last week. Or I want to do it next week. And how come this wasn't made for Shabbos? I wanted something else for Shabbos. So all Shabbos is also a time where we can lose ourselves. Now we know that when someone loses themselves, they become angry. They become heated up. It's like a fire is burning. So the Sfarim HaGdoshim write, Lo Sevaru Esh B'chol Moish V'Saichem. Don't allow anyone to become heated up on the day of Shabbos. Don't allow anything to get you upset on the day of Shabbos. On the day of Heilig Shabbos Kodesh, it's a time not only to rest and relax. It's a time to relax your emotions as well. It's a time to relax yourself and make sure that you don't allow yourself to get upset. You don't become so tense and so bothered and so thrown off because someone took your spot and you wanted to say the retire first or you wanted to say halacha first and your siblings said it before you. Every house, make sure that you don't turn on the heat and don't feel upset and don't start getting angry for small things. Parashas Vayakel, many Rishonim ask, why does it say Vayakel by the mitzvah, by the Mishkan, by Shabbos Kodesh? Why dafka here? Did it need a gathering of Klal Yisrael? Now, we spoke before Purim about why was Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, Nigzer, had the Gzeir of the Hashmah, the Haragel, Abed, is called Yehudim. And it was because Yeshnoi Am Echad Mufuzim Mufayrid, when Klal Yisrael is not together, when there's a period in Klal Yisrael, there's a lack of Achdus in Klal Yisrael, when we're not one team, when we're not one nation together, then we lose the power, we lose a sense of togetherness, the sense of the koyach that Klal Yisrael has. And therefore, Mordechai Tzadik and Esther Malka said, Lech Knoises Kol HaYehudim, you have to gather everyone together. There has to be certain achdus of coming together. And only when Klal Yisrael is ba'achdus with each other, and we're kind to each other, and we're nice to each other, and we're respectful to each other, only then do we have that koyach of no one could touch us. None of our enemies could have any shlita over Klal Yisrael. The Medrash brings down that in last week's Parshas Kisisa, when it speaks about the Chet HaEgel, that one of the problems that Klal Yisrael was struggling at the time was a period lebavos, the separation of hearts. People weren't ba'achdus. When Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah, then it was ish echad, kish echad, belev echad. Everybody was one. Everybody was ba'achdus. Unfortunately, as time went along, that achdus mellowed a bit. That period lebavos, that separation, causing a separation, causing a fight, and lack of tolerance of other yidden, caused a lack of achdus, and by default, that was the cause of the Chet HaEgel. The Medrash brings down that it wasn't just one Egel. Every Shevet, they felt they're going to outdo the other Shevet, and they each made their own Egel. Their own Egel. That person's Egel, I'm going to make my own. We're going to outdo someone else. Everything is to outdo someone else. So even when it came to make an Egel, there was such a period of lavavos, a separation of hearts, that Klal Yisrael couldn't even get together and say, you know what, together we're going to make an Egel together. If they would have been together, they wouldn't have made an Egel. It was a separation of hearts. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, if we want to make a tikkun, we want to be mizakein that period of lavavos, you know what, the only way to do it is vayakel, let's gather as Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael, vayakel Moshe's Kol Hadas Yisrael. We have to gather everyone together. We have to work towards one purpose. We are one nation. We are here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. We're not here to separate people. And ask yourself, are you someone that causes people to be together? Or I am someone that causes period lavavos? A comment that I made, a face that I made, something that I did to someone else, is that causing Vayakeh Moshe Shkalalas from Israel? Is that causing other people to be more ba'achdus? Or no, what I just said is going to be hurtful to someone else, which will cause a greater separation. So just like by Purim, the remedy, the schus to be saved, was Lech Knoises Kol Yehudim, we have to gather everyone together. So too here now. After the Chet HaEgel, it needs a kehila, it needs everyone to come together. It's called Adas Bnei Yisrael, so we can be strong together in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parshas Parah teaches us another lesson. The lesson of Parshas Parah, we don't understand the Paraduma was a chayk. We don't understand it. We don't understand why we had to bring the Paraduma. Now, the Chazal to tell us, Yaba Imoy, let the mother come and clean up the mess of the child. Right? The Egel comes to be Mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. So if that's the case, then it's not a chayk because we know what the Paraduma comes for. Yeah, the Sforim HaKadoshim write that the chayk is that we don't understand exactly how the Paraduma works. How is shechting the Parah and dipping the blood and a kapara for, how does that work? What's the science behind it? How does A equal B? How does one get to the next? That's a chayk. We don't always have to understand exactly how it works. If Chazal tells us to do something, if the Torah tells us to do something, we do it whether we understand how to do it, or why we do it, or we don't understand how to do it, why we do it. In Yiddishkeit, it's not everything that we have to understand. We don't have to understand. Yes, there's a mitzvah of understanding the time of mitzvahs, why we do mitzvahs. But even if we don't understand, if that's what we're told to do, we do it anyway. Nasa v'nishma wasn't said only if I understand what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. Nasa v'nishma was a commitment that we made. We're willing to listen and we're willing to do, whether we understand or not. Yes, we're going to try to find out the time of our mitzvahs. Why do we do the mitzvahs? But even if we don't understand, we continue on doing the mitzvahs. Along with that, to tie that into the achdus. There was a mechanic that used to call all of his tamidim tzadikim. You're a tzadik. You're a tzadik. He used to call them all tzadikim. And someone once approached him and asked, who are you fooling? You're calling him a tzadik? You're calling that boy a tzadik? Everybody knows he's not a tzaddik. He makes fun of everyone else. He causes spirit levavas. He causes separation. He teases other people. He'll try to trip others. That guy is a tzaddik? He writes notes against other kids. He did this. A whole list. So who are you fooling by calling him a tzaddik? If you're going to call him a tzaddik, he may even think that he's a tzaddik. So don't call him by his name, not call him by the title tzaddik. And the Manal gave a beautiful answer. The Manal says as follows. If someone learns a shtickle Gemara and he doesn't understand the Gemara, is he going to say the Gemara doesn't know what he's talking about? He's going to say, something wrong here that I'm not fully understanding the Gemara. If someone learns a Tosfos Kasha and doesn't understand the Kasha, doesn't understand the Teretz, is he going to say Tosfos doesn't know what he's talking about? No. There's something wrong up here that I don't fully grasp or understand what the Tosfos is asking or saying. A Heiliger Rabbi Akiva Eiger. A Heiliger Rashba Ritva. The Shverikite. The Shverikite is not with the Rashba Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Shverikite is with me. I don't fully understand it yet. Maybe if I'll toil a bit harder, Chalene on Bismar, maybe I'll get a better clarity to be able to understand it better. So the problem isn't with the Tosfos. The problem is with me. Zok the Manal. In the pasuk that says, "Va'ameich kulam tzadikim," every yid is a tzadik. It's not only a song that they sing, from his kapela till his fisala. Every va'ameich kulam tzadikim, every yid is a tzadik. I don't see it. He was just bullying someone else. He was just making fun of another person. There's something wrong with me. I'm not seeing the full picture. He is a tzadik. I haven't been zoichi yet to see, understand fully why. So why is he teasing someone else? Could be he was bullied. Could be he was teased when he was a kid. It could be his family situation is a difficult situation. It could be he's lacking something. Could be there's something going on. It could be he's struggling with something. On the words of Tomei, Tomei Yikro, the Mitzayro, right, has to announce that he's Tomei. So one of the Rishonim on, I have to look into Makoros Gedolos again, says, V'tamei tamei yikra, v'tamei, someone that is tamei yikra, calls others tamei. Someone that has a certain deficit, a defect, is calling others with the same name. So if you hear someone say something insulting, then oyvei, who may have insulted him? If he's insulting, then he's not healthy. So maybe someone caused him not to be healthy. He bets him as a tzaddik. He wants to do well. He wants to be complimentary. He wants to say the right things. But he's hurt, and that's why he's hurting others. And I said this once, in the world of psychology, they did a play on that. And the play of that is, hurt people hurt. Hurt people, people that are hurt, hurt others. Hurt people hurt. Healthy people don't hurt people. So, v'amech kulam tzadikim, yes, every yid is a tzadik. And if we see that he's not acting like a tzaddik, oi, I don't understand it yet. It's not that he's not a tzaddik. I don't see it yet. Could be it's being blocked because something that he's struggling with. Could be there's something going on there. That is. So if we understand that every yid is a tzaddik, and we understand that we are going to be the one that's going to be causing hirul of others, we're going to continue the Purim, the avoid of Purim, which is leich kenoises kala yehudim, you look at all the mitzvahs of Purim, is to be marbereus, to add more friendship, to be nicer and kinder to other people. Mishlech Monas, Yisrael, Matanas Lev Yoinim, Sudas Purim, everything is to promote Ahava, Achva, Vadeus. Then we continue that on to Vayakel. We gather everyone together. And we don't have to understand everyone comes Parshas Parah to let us know. Even if someone acts differently, so maybe I'm not understanding him. The Paradumo does a Kapara. Whether we understand how or not, that doesn't make a difference. If I don't understand, it's not that person's issue, it's my issue. Va'amech kulam tzadikim, everyone is a tzaddik. And if I don't see it, something wrong with me. I want to be done with Kavchus. To make sure that in my eyes also he's a tzaddik. And with that, the last short part. Reb Getzelberger, one of the Talmidei Chachamim of Flogon, and tells Cleveland, says like this. The word Vayakel is the gematria of the word mikvah. Vayakel and mikvah is the same. Ma mikvah metayres atmeim. Someone goes into a mikvah, he purifies himself. A mikvah makes a person that was tamei to become tahir. Do we understand exactly how that works? We don't. The paraduma, we don't exactly understand how. But we know that Chazal tell us, ma mikvah metayres atmeim. Someone that's tamei goes into a mikvah, travels in a mikvah, he comes out of the mikvah tahir. Zokte vayakel. The same koyach of being metayr tmeim that the mikvah has vayakel, if yidden gather together, and yidden of achdus together, then you promote the same kedusha, the same tahara and klal Yisrael. And that's what Parah comes to teach us. That's what vayakel, Moshe's kaladas bnei Yisrael comes to teach us. That's what Shabbos Kodesh comes to teach us. If we're going to work on the Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe V'seichem, we're not going to allow anything to throw us off. We're going to take the void of Purim, which is even harder than the void of Yom Kippur, and not get thrown off by the small things, not get thrown off by the transitions, by the unexpected things. We're not going to allow us to become heated up with Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe V'seichem. We're going to accept it, B'ahava. We're going to be kind to other people. We're going to be nice to other people that has the same koyach as the mikvah has to be metayer klal Yisrael. And yes, we're going to Pesach right now. And we all have to be pure. And we're all going to go through many, many transitions. That's the avodah that we have to work on right now. We're not going to be upset. We're not going to get thrown off. We're going to work on the achdus. We're going to work on seeing the best of everyone. We're going to realize that everyone is tzaddikim. And if we don't see it yet, perhaps he needs some chizuk. Perhaps he was not being treated well, and that's why he doesn't know another way, and that's why he treats others. We don't know everyone's family situation. We don't know the extended family situation. We don't know what he had encountered or endured throughout his years. We can never judge anyone. Our job is to realize everyone, v'amech kulam tzadikim, and if someone says something insulting, that means he must have been insulted before, and he needs chizuk. Tell the Rebbe, come tell the mashgiach, go tell the manal, this boy needs chizuk. It seems like he's not sure how to treat someone else. We know that he's a tzaddik, but his tzidkis is a tzaddik mister. It's hidden. Nobody sees that yet. And we have to be megala that. Yom Tov Pesach is megala the matzahs. We want to be megala his mitzvahs. We want to help him out. We want to help him to grow and shteig in all areas of avodas Hashem through the Vayakel.